President Biden has set a goal of 70% of Americans to have their first COVID-19 vaccine by July 4th. To get there, states and cities have to be creative in their vaccine distribution. As Gabriel Kramer from PBS station IdeaStream in Cleveland reports, small local businesses like barbershops are stepping up to help.
Barbershops are, of course, known for haircuts, beard trims, and some friendly verbal jabs. But twice this month, Urban Cuts Barbershop on Cleveland's west side was also a place to get another kind of jab, with a needle. They're offering the COVID-19 vaccine.
We are a trusted entity in the community. They know Urban Cuts, they know me.
Waverly Willis is the owner of Urban Cuts. He has a history of going the extra mile for his customers. Free haircuts for the homeless and free blood pressure screenings for any patron, mostly men.
Two or three of the gentlemen that left here earlier, they told me that I was the reason that they got the vaccine. And that makes me feel good to know that essentially, I guess they feel like they're trusting me with their lives.
So when the Cleveland Department of Public Health sought to recruit businesses to distribute the vaccine, it's no wonder that Urban Cuts was the first business to opt in. Shan Smith did not get a haircut last weekend. He just came to the barbershop to get his shot.
I thought about not getting a shot at all, honestly. When I saw that this gentleman here was willing to make this available in his facility, at the very least I could support him while helping others at the same time. You know, it's all about community anyway.
Barbershops aren't the only out-of-the-ordinary locations offering COVID-19 vaccines. In Cleveland's Slavic Village neighborhood, the Third Federal Savings and Loan turned its parking lot into a drive-through and walk-up vaccination site. One of the first in line was Third Federal employee Tiffany Watson.
That's why I came, because I didn't want to have to figure out when I'm going downtown, how I have to park, or where I'm going, how do I call to get it. So I figure while I'm working, I can just go.
The convenience was intentional, but not just for employees. Anyone was welcome to get shots, which were given by Metro Health Hospital staff.
People work, people have different kinds of life situations and different kinds of barriers. So again, I think the idea is that we need to try all kinds of new things, pull down those barriers, and just make sure that folks can make choices that they feel comfortable making.
Over at the barbershop, the goals were the same. Make the vaccine easier to get and provide a comfortable place to get it.
I'm going to continue to use Urban Cuts as a vehicle to help our community out.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Gabriel Kramer in Cleveland.
Such a great idea. Creative, and it takes everybody pitching in.